Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 13, verses 3 through 8. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple area, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this happen, and what sign will there be when all these things are about to come to an end?" Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will deceive many. When you hear of wars and reports of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but it will not yet be the end. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes from place to place, and there will be famines. These are the beginnings of the labor pains." Probably a question that will never be able to be answered until we actually see these things taking place, such as the rising nation against nation, or kingdom against kingdom, where famines and earthquakes seem to be an everyday occurrence. Is that not happening now in our world? And should we be concerned? We should be concerned for our souls as we pray for the Prince of Peace to firmly root his redemption that healed the world from sin when the sinner finally comes to surrender after a life of excess. We see this type of sin everywhere, and yet nobody seems able to do anything about it, to stop the progression of evil and see what things really mean as the truth. No one can deny, in the yes of reality, that the world will want you to think is dead. We must continue to pray for the world to be enlightened by what was brought to the earth as an eyewitness to salvation, fulfilling every prophet of old report of a Savior to overcome the sins of the world, allowing peace to reign, living in His mercy and grace. We see the progression of evil as something they labeled as a fundamental right to do what we will with our bodies, no matter the age or the consequence. Even though God tells us to admonish, He also tells us not to judge, and pray for the conversion of any soul that seeks their own desires to kill someone of their own blood or maim what God created as their own body. Seen as a conducive state of denial, we must admonish in prayer. Be not afraid to say what is right, labeling the wrongs without thought of any despair. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four and dying of brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 13, with verses 3 through 8. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, "Happen When?" What will the end's sign be? Area temple opposite Olive's mount sitting was he. Privately, he asked by Andrew, John, James, and Peter. Happen when? What will the end sign be that sets humanity free? Replying Jesus, you deceived not. No other name remains sweeter. Come, will many, saying he am I. Many will be deceived. Alarmed be not by wars, as many will die. Happen they must, end not yet conceived. Not the end, sin does not win. Nation against nation, wars sin. Kingdom against kingdom, pains, labor begin. Famines will there be as earthquakes shaking the core from within. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's October 29th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're heading on a pilgrimage. Going to see our mother at Garabandal. Pray for our success as we journey henceforth on my 60th birthday, November 4th. I'll be riding from over in Spain and sharing the Word of God with us each day. As we close today at 7:11, thinking of our good friends John and Marie. Talked to him for almost an hour last night. God bless you, John. And in the name of Jesus, we close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.